Welcome to You Guys and No Fun, episode 44. I'm Ryan.
I'm Lorenzo.
And with us, as always, is Dirk.
Hey.
Say hi, Dirk.
What's going on?
Longtime listeners will remember Dirk when we were still the casual cowards of gaming, just like this mouse pad says. trademarked Dirk Mathis, 2018.
All right, there you go.
1918.
Yeah, you got to give all the information for it.
You still have the plaque on the wall, so you still carry a flame.
That's true. I like it. It's nice. It's just a nice thing to have hanging on the wall.
It's very nice.
If I took it down, all that would be there would be probably more missing paint like the rest of this fucking room.
Sadness and the reminder of broken dreams.
Yeah, that's true. So everyone say hi to Dirk.
Hi, Dirk.
Hi, everybody.
Not you. I meant like I was waiting for the internet to say hi to Dirk.
Oh, bye, Dirk.
You guys have one listener. It's like the Irish on fire out there, so he's probably sitting at home.
He's actually our only Patreon supporter now.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah,
you're the best.
Really appreciate it.
Probably have a couple people in Texas.
There's probably I see the numbers. People are listening.
How many do you have listening now?
At least 13.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we hit the double digits a while ago.
Yeah,
so we're really pushing
it
now.
Breaking into the big time.
Is that on the Libsyn?
We got a sponsor
on...
now. By the way, this is brought to you by Blue Apron and Casper Mattresses and Harry's Shave.
Dollar Ball Club Shaves.
Yeah, Dollar Ball Shaves.
And that's only because Chess will come to your house and shave your balls
shave
for
your
a dollar.
Balls. So stay tuned for more about them. At the end of the episode.
Perfect.
Or we'll sneak it in right in the middle when you just get invested.
Oh, that was the best. What was that on Screw Attack?
Yes. They were talking about a battle.
We were watching Death Battle, and then it's all, let's start talking about razors or whatever.
It was bad. It was very shoehorned in there.
Like, it's just like, let's throw this in here.
Corporate
you know
sponsorship!
Like, some people do it, like Funhouse does it, and... Yeah, it sucks that they have to do it, right? Because like Adam Kovic came out and he's like, look, I got to do this. He like went on their Reddit subreddit and was like, look, guys, after the YouTube ad thing, they were like, we got to take on a sponsor. You have to do this. And but they do it bad, like on purpose. So they make really bad Photoshops and everything, and they fuck the whole thing up. And it kind of makes me want to buy the product even more. I got to be honest with you, because they do such a fucking bad job with it. It's really funny. So, but yeah, they don't throw it right in the middle or like somewhere where it's done. It's like, why were, like I'll watch woodworking stuff and he's like putting his stuff through the planner. He's like, while we're putting this through the planner, let me take a second to tell you about Casper Mattresses.
Don't be hating on...
What the fuck does that have to do with woodworking?
Are you mad at the guy from I Like to Make Stuff? What's his name? He always says his name right up front.
Hi, I'm Bob.
Bob.
And I like to sleep on mattresses.
Yeah. He shelled out for a Purple Mattress or whoever it was right up... And he's like, they're not even sponsoring this. I just love them so much. I'm like, dude, come on, man. I've been watching way too much YouTube.
Yep.
The South is so lonely.
Brought to you by Views... Vape sticks, discontinued vapes.
I'm thinking that you guys just, or everybody else just needs to get on your level where you don't need to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be
become,
the smart thing.
Have a 9-to-5.
Wealthy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
I
did.
I know.
Not really good.
You're swimming in it.
I should hire a housekeeper to get rid of all this fucking dust. let's get a beer. Dirk went down to 8-Bit Airworks here in Phoenix.
I did.
It's a video game themed brewery and got the Legend of Zymir, which is a...
Well, what I did actually is I had a friend who went down there on April 7th, 2018, not you.
Why does April 7th have such a...
Because this is their Final Anniversary 3 Growler Edition from
Final
April...
Final Anniversary,
yeah,
that's
April 7th,
awesome.
2018. So this was one of their commemorative growlers, and I think he was like fifth in line, and he picked one up for me, and I went and picked it up, and I happened to be on that side of town. So we have the Legend of... Zymir.
Yeah.
And are we pouring? Yeah.
Yeah, let's pour some of that, and then we'll get a taste of it, and then we're going to feed you the real treat.
Into the garbage beer that we picked up.
Dirk was on a roll, man. I was looking. He had three in there already before I even found
you
one.
You first, Lorenzo.
I was really impressed. He's like, how do we do this? I'm like, just go read the descriptions on the tags. Just look at something like... Look at it, and if you think, oh, man, I would totally want to drink that, don't buy it. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of bad things out there.
Yeah. And he came over, and he's just like, I'm still reading, and he's got, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I haven't even found one, man.
It's kind of hard to do at that level. If in hindsight, I should have lowered the mic.
Thanks, sound effect guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to spill over.
Oh, damn it. God damn it.
Now, is it still cold? Because this is one of those vacuum sealed.
Yes, it's cold.
I picked it up yesterday. I don't know how it works. Something about science and blankets and how the fuck do they work?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to cuss on this show still?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we get demonetized. All of our videos get demonetized.
Demonetized!
So do whatever you want.
Sweet. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're not worried about revenue.
I'm not. Like I said, independently wealthy.
Yes. Yeah. And Lorenzo, you're independently wealthy. You know what? I haven't really gotten to spend a whole lot of time with you.
Yeah, so...
Something exciting.
Somehow Ryan and I got into this business together, and when we
That's cute you call it a business.
Well, yeah, well, it's work.
We created an app.
Yeah.
It's called Rinder. It's just so I can find gay men and have sex with them.
Well, I thought it's just swipe left on Ryan. It's just your picture. Just like swipe left, swipe left, swipe left.
No, it's actually only gay men that are named Ryan.
With an I?
Yes. That's how you spell it.
That's a pretty...
That's mighty tasty.
It's pretty specialized.
Smooth for a double IPA. It's not too...
It's like 8.7.
Aggressive.
So
that is really good.
Pace yourself.
Oh, come on, man.
That is really good.
Listen, it was that or the peach IPA or there was a session.
Okay.
And I didn't want to do the session.
You didn't want to do the session because you wanted to get fucking blitzed before you leave?
I wasn't sure what you were feeling last night, so I brought it home and...
I rarely feel double IPAs anymore because I'm old.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It is a double IPA.
You're just old.
I drink like one and I'm just like, I'm going to go to bed.
Well, he plays a game. He takes Benadryl and like he races himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that was like
he
last
wins
night.
Every time.
So last night we were sitting back here watching YouTube and I took my muscle relaxer and you could see it. Like I'm sitting here watching and I'm like.
His eyes just got more
and then I like stand
and
up and I'd move and I'd be like, I bet I could get another beer in me before I pass out. And I did, and I goddamn did.
So. It was odd. I came home, and him and John were just back here by themselves, like watching this TV. When there's a 55-inch TV out in the living room.
It's not 50; it's 46 inches.
Oh, okay.
I can't see it. I'm too blind. I have to sit this far away from it.
I need to upgrade
to the 70-inch.
It was pretty funny when I was dropping him off. Yeah. Like we'd get here, and he just goes, "God damn it!" And I'm like, "What?" He's like. Can you let me into my house?
Oh, because you have my truck.
Oh, yeah.
I have a house key.
I almost locked myself out of your house.
How?
I was waiting for a lift, and I locked the door, and I went to close it, and I forgot something inside. Almost. But your back door is always unlocked. Remember that, Internet.
It's not always unlocked.
Oh.
It's just the other side isn't screwed in.
Oh.
Well, oh, so you can just move the door.
Yeah, you can just take the stationary side and move it over.
Or crawling through the doggy door.
Or crawling through the big ass doggy
door. I don't think that I could. I'm pushing 240. I've put on a lot of weight since.
I'm not sure if a stranger wants to crawl through that doggy door and be met face to face with that big ass pit bull back there.
Until it licks him in the face. Until Talia's like, hey, what are you doing?
Well, who knows? Yeah. Who knows how
she is? We are now best friends.
She might think you're a bird and it'd be all over. Dog fucking hates birds.
Game over.
Dirk, what have you been up to?
Right on the spot.
What do you want to know? You want to know about the new job? Oh, last week. I flew out here for the Game On Expo. That's why I'm here. And I've actually been playing a lot of Switch. That's really all I've been doing.
I feel like maybe you haven't been playing a lot of Switch because your wife's been playing Switch.
Why you got to bring that shit up, man?
Where is your Switch?
My Switch is back in North Carolina because my wife went to Michigan and she got hooked on Skyrim. So she demanded to take it to Michigan, even though the Switch is mine. It was purchased for me as a gift and I got it specifically for travel because my new job involves a lot of travel. So I can get to play anything.
Does she play Skyrim?
Does she play Skyrim?
Did she while she was there?
I didn't ask her.
Because didn't she say she didn't want to play it because she thought it was rude or something?
I don't know. She had a lot of stuff going on back there. I bet she played it. We've had it for a month now, and she's probably 80 hours deep in it.
That's pretty good.
Dude, she...
That's real good.
She started playing it. She went through the main quest to get you down to, what is it, Dragon... main place.
Yeah, it's been a while since
It's been a while since I played it, too.
Dragonburg.
Yeah, Dragonburg, right next to Duckburg. But she found, because the Switch version is every single version, right. all the DLC, yep. It's like the ultimate version, she went to do the Dragonborn. She went off to that island.
Oh, okay.
She has been just all over that. She beat that. She's doing all the side quests on that. I think she's like probably level 40 or something. Yeah, no, she went nuts. And I don't have my Switch. That's pretty much it. Oh, and I played the Fractured Butthole.
That's what I bought mine. One game when I was traveling to Indiana.
Oh, that's on the Switch?
Game. Yeah,
it is on the Switch.
Nintendo allowed that shit on the Switch?
Actually, Nintendo's really stepped up their game, dude. They really pushed a lot of those A-market games. So Doom is coming out on it, the new one. Well,
it's
they
not,
already
it's,
have.
It's not that it's a AAA title. It's not like an first party. It's just it's fucking South Park.
Well,
it's
no,
Nintendo.
Nintendo's really like they need to branch out. They knew that. Going
they do.
Into this.
Yeah,
but their eShop, they've opened up a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shovelware on there right now.
Oh, so yeah. it's like Steam now, where there's just everyone can put their garbage on there.
So there are a lot of Steam games or games that are on Steam, but they feel more at home on the Switch. I don't know if you've downloaded anything.
A few of them. Nothing too crazy.
There's a top down shooter that I downloaded, but you just have to keep going back and replaying the levels because you have to kind of grind.
Okay.
I can't think of it off the top of my head. I also downloaded Golf Story. I want to say Braid, but it's not Braid. Celeste.
Oh, Celeste. Yeah,
Celeste is a good game.
Yeah, that is a good game.
There are a couple other ones, but I'm excited. I'm buying Mario Tennis as soon as I get back. I've been hooked on that, or my buddy's
been
talking
about
that.
You should make your wife buy it as a rental fee, and then it'll be downloaded.
Well, so when we came out, I had allocated a certain amount of money when I came out here for Game On Expo, and I actually restrained myself from buying pretty much anything. I bought a couple games, and I have enough money left over to buy a Switch, and I text my wife a couple days. I'm like, hey, I still have money left over. I'm buying a Switch. Shitstorm. Like, that's what she sounds like, by the way.
That is exactly what she sounds like.
Yeah.
Known her for years. Never understood what freaking word she says.
Yeah, she's she kind of sounds like Smeagol when she gets really mad.
Yeah.
And then chickens. I have chickens now. That's pretty much it.
He does own chickens.
That's it.
That's pretty awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. You ever stepped in chicken shit on your back patio?
No,
your barefoot?
I don't think.
We don't own chickens. Because I did a supermarket right on the street.
I did that a couple days ago.
Why don't you wear sandals?
Because I actually literally said to my head, there's no reason I need to wear shoes outside because there's nothing that I can. I was just going out to grab something or.
I was just going out to step in some chicken shit.
Yep.
No, I think I was fixing the one of the covers on one of my grills. And I was like, I'm just going to jump out there real quick. I can't find my sandals. I black hole my sandals as soon as I walk into my house. I can never find them. So, yeah, I took a couple steps out there. It would just rain, just fresh, wet chicken shit, like all up in between the toes.
Have you stepped in any glass in your laundry room?
No.
Okay.
You should. Have you done that?
No. Remember, the first thing I do is I walk into his house, and then his dogs run at me. So I take a growler and I set it on his dryer. Well, I don't realize his dryer is sloped like this. So I reach down to pet his dog. I haven't seen his dogs in like 2 years. Like, hey, yeah. Dogs. And they shatter.
Well, it's funny because I had done it with a beer when I first bought the dryer. And like it happens.
Yeah.
Because the dryer is a pile. It's a nice dryer, but whoever designed it can kiss my ass.
Yeah, they specifically made this weird angle.
It has like a gradual slope. So if you get to the top, you're fine. But if you put it anywhere, it's too much. Like point of no return. So he sets this growler up on top there and it smashes and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, man. And I have this floor. It's a like exposed aggregate rock. Like
looks like an empty swimming pool.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's
okay. Yeah.
So it's porous and it hit and most of it soaked in and he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it happens. Like it literally like welcome. You've been initiated. Welcome to the club. Yeah.
It smelled like a dorm room in there for like 2 days.
Yeah, it's gone now. Everything is fine. There is no glass. The dogs have not been cut. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. 2 years of becoming accustomed to North Carolina.
Sweet.
Yep.
I'm glad. And you're moving back?
No.
Did you join the clan? When's the first rally?
No.
Oh, people at work were asking me if I was going down there to go to a rally.
No.
And we told them yes.
I did tell them yes.
I haven't seen... Okay, I lied. There is one gigantic, very, very large Confederate flag, like the big ones that you would see like
in front of the Capitol or something.
Yeah, like an American flag.
At a car dealership.
Yeah. No, it's if you drive out east of my house, going out into the middle of nowhere, there's a trailer right on a corner on an intersection, and it has the flag is like it's like almost their garage door into their carport, but. Yeah, it's
is it Trevor? Like it's like a trailer with a carport?
I don't know. It's
that's solid.
It is in that same vein, like where it could be next to that lake in Grand Theft Auto.
So it's not racism down there. It's just Jesus everywhere.
There's Jesus everywhere except that big tit distillery that we saw. Jesus, tits or titties or whatever it says.
Yeah, I think it's was it like tits distillery?
Yeah,
or something?
Tits distillery. It's
just
really
a big
weird.
Sign that says tits on it.
Yeah, because if you drive into South Carolina. Headed towards Atlanta, every billboard is like Jesus. There's a church, and it's or like a phrase or saying that says, "When Jesus comes back, where will you be?" And then a distillery in South Carolina it's called Tits Distillery, and it just says tits, like just on the billboard. So just so you have, like, you're desensitized to everything, yeah. And then you see tits, and you don't realize you've seen tits until you pass it.
Destroy my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a different world. It's pretty unique.
That's like going to work, like live nudes all over the place.
Oh God, well,
it's
yeah.
You guys work in
that road right by work.
South. Yeah.
Well, because there's like. It's just like live nude girls and blah, 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 private rooms. And then there's that place that fixes cars.
Yeah.
And it says like live nude girls. Just kidding. We only fix cars.
Yeah. Good times.
Lorenzo, what have you been up to?
Nothing. Just hanging out, working. Went with you guys to the Game On thing. And then dealing with my sister's lost dog. And then I found out today that my brother got in a car accident. So he's cool. He's good. But
he's fine. Dog's fine.
Dog's fine. Dog was found.
Yeah,
just a few days later, yeah. So that was lucky.
Thanks
lucky
for bringing this energy.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
I got to really bring it up, you know, step up my game a little bit.
You sound plugged up.
No.
I got in a fight earlier, and my nose is all swollen.
Hopefully not, because I just got over being sick. So yeah, that sucked.
Yeah,
I'm glad I didn't get you sick. That was good.
Ryan gets sick. When Ryan gets sick, he gets sick.
Yeah, man.
Like shingles down. Sick.
I know. Like,
like I'm 28. How the fuck did I get shingles?
Yeah, because like...
We all know, Ryan.
Bird flu. I had the fucking bird flu, too.
Really?
Yeah, man.
You get like wicked-ass sinus infections, bird flu.
I'm pretty sure. I didn't go to the doctor because I'm a man, but I'm pretty sure I had Valley Fever once. Yeah, it was bad. It was seriously like 3 days after a haboob, and I'd never been that fucking sick in my life. Just coughing, and like it felt like I was.
Did you get
about
like
to cough up?
Did you get like red rashes or anything or itchy skin?
I always have itchy skin. It's hard to quantify. It was bad. I'd never been that sick. Yeah, actually, I think my back was all red. Now that I think about it, I think Nicole mentioned something about my back being all red.
Wait, where did you go somewhere and you came back and you were sick, or were you sick before you left and you wanted to make sure when you got the purple drink?
What purple drink?
Didn't you get codeine cough syrup?
Oh yeah, that's when I had the flu. No.
I don't know. I'm not having
what
been
was
keeping
that
tabs with you.
Well, I don't know. Shit.
I think I just had the regular flu. Okay. I just had whatever seasonal flu was going around.
Or was it bronchitis?
No. I never had bronchitis.
Oh, okay.
Well, I probably have. I just don't go to the doctor.
Lorenzo, why don't you ask Ryan, before he had health insurance, how you used to take care of stuff like that? Just,
oh, that's a... How did you... I mean, you're...
Well, when
you're
it was...
messed up.
When like. It was like a cold or something, I just dealt with it. What if I had like an infection? Or like when you're coughing up something and it's yellow and then you can tell you have like a bacterial infection.
Well, hold on. Let's ask, what would you do if you didn't have health insurance? What would you try to use as a remedy? Yeah.
What'd you use?
Home remedy?
Yeah. Or if you needed to get a hold of antibiotics, like where would you look?
Oh, well, I have always had access to it.
Of course, so. The Mexicans, like, I got people.
Yeah. So we just go down to the border and they throw it over.
Yeah. You're like, I need antibiotics. They're like, oh, we got you.
I got you, dog.
Okay, so let's say you didn't have that hookup. Play the game, goddammit.
I would, first off, I would probably just get boozed out of my mind.
Okay.
So I would don't go.
Well, then
that route.
You do half of what Ryan does.
Straight liquor.
Well, this is what I did when we were kids. So when I was a kid, we were poor. My mom was a waitress.
Okay.
Raising two kids on her own. Can't afford health insurance. Can't go to the doctor. You know, they have little tablets of penicillin to put in your fish tank for when your fish gets sick. You can just buy it right over the counter at the pet store.
The pet store.
Ryan was taking some fish antibiotics.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Hey, I mean, that
times
works.
Are tough.
It works, but. It
tastes terrible.
Oh, God, and it smells like fish so bad. And then your burps taste like fish.
So it's like, what is it, fish oil? Does it taste like
fish? No, it's not fish oil.
No, I'm just saying like, it tastes like fish oil.
Let's not get this confused with any type of
reputable. You've never had fish oil before?
No, I think I have some out there.
Oh, dude.
It makes you just burp and it's
so gross.
Yeah.
It's like very potent. Very potent.
Maybe it is. You know, they probably, well, they put something in there to get the fish to eat on it. So they take their antibiotics.
So this is a little weird, but the last Game Wreckers that I listened to before they disappeared, they were talking about fish oil.
Really?
And the Game Wreckers were the people who talked us into doing a podcast. So that's a little odd. Yeah, that you bring up fish oil and I come back.
The only reason why I know about it, my dad has gout. And for like the longest time, he would have to take fish oil. And he's like, oh, yeah, I take like a shot of fish oil, which is just like the cap, you know. And then he's like, then I would take an actual shot afterwards.
To dissipate it?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you want to try it? And I was like, Yeah, it can't be that bad.
It's terrible. Like, man, yes. But if you want them gains, man,
yeah,
take that fish oil. You seem like you're relatively in good health. Get them gains.
I try to be. After seeing this guy, I'm in amazing health.
Yeah, oh man, he's been doing well. He did well for a little bit there, and then he fell off after he got sick.
Yeah,
like his head was going to implode or something like that.
Yeah, it was going to explode,
implode.
What are you going to do?
All I say is, like, when we're working together, I always say he has the best eyes in the business. So that's all that matters to me.
I almost spit beer everywhere.
that's
fucked up.
And because we work so close together, I'm waiting because he keeps saying, I'm going to die here at work. I'm like, I'm not going to let you die, Ryan. We got that.
He wants to fucking shock me.
We have
the emergency defibrillator there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't. Just let me go. Like, when it's my time, just let me go, right? That's what I always say. Just roll me in a ditch so a coyote can eat me and move on with your lives.
Nope.
But
only he's just if
like,
you...
no. I'm like, fine. I'll make you a deal. You can use it once. And if I don't come back, you got to let me go.
Who's the guy in the abyss? I can't think of Ed Harris. As long as you go full Ed Harris and just like jump on top and start punching him, you don't get to quit.
that would be worth it right there.
You're a fighter. Fight. I'm going to need to see that. Get your brother in a video camera so when he goes flatline, do a couple shocks.
You know what's going to be really funny is when there's nothing wrong with me and then they go back and review the footage on the cameras and you see Lorenzo attack me, start screaming abyss quotes. He's beating on my chest and I'm laying on the ground just like knocked out because he jumped on me and I hit my head on the ground.
Well, whatever Lorenzo does on his own time, he's a grown-ass man. I'm putting stuff out there.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure.
There you go.
You guys want to drink some bad beers?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Lorenzo, pick your poison.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you do this. Do you give a background or?
Well, we'll just, right, since we didn't all bring our own and we don't know what we're doing, we'll just now grab one for Dirk. We're just going to grab randomly.
For anybody just tuning in, this is the time of the show where we grab a bad beer and give it to a friend. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a bad one?
That is one of the bad ones that I did not
want. Well, they're all bad.
They're all bad.
Give me the Coors Light.
Give me the loop.
There's a Coors Light in there. Dang it.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Oh, fuck me.
It's more.
What is that one?
What did you get? That's like a tangerine.
Mango Kolsch.
Yeah.
Gross. Oof.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Dirk, you want to be the guest of honor? Tell us what you got there.
Sure. I have Modern Times Beer Rosé Edition. It's from Fruitland, San Diego, California. It is, I don't know what any, it's 30 IBUs. Its final gravity is 1.006.
I don't care. Tell me what's in it.
All right. So it's cherries, raspberries, cranberries, lemons, two-row white wheat, flaked wheat. Its Fruitland is tart, fruity, and frighteningly delicious. The sour, salty base beer lays down the fruity, the funky refreshments, while generous additions of cherries, raspberries, cranberries, and lemons transform the whole thing into a wall-to-wall fruit fiesta.
That sounds gay. Is this a goes?
I don't know what it is.
It says it on the bottom, I think.
Is
this a salty, fruity goes?
It just sounds like they put every single fruit
in
it.
Yeah, it's just a beer.
What's in season?
Does it say
everything? Go put that in there.
Yeah.
Does it say LGBTQ anywhere on that?
I don't know. I mean, does it have to?
This is a pretty pink can. I really, really like it. It's super cute.
I mean, or for breast cancer.
I guess.
What does it say? It says this beer is a what? It's on the top. Rotate it back around. It's a bar.
Wow.
Let me see it real quick.
Beer is your mom. I don't get it.
Wow.
I don't know. Oh, this beer is vegan.
Yeah.
Finally.
God damn it.
No bacon in your beer. Sorry.
Well, what is it? The clear or the stuff that makes it clear?
That's in wine. They use isinglass. It's okay. Fish bladders.
So it's a marvelous mix of elements that collides with your mouth like a fruit-filled asteroid of flavor traveling at the supersonic speed of party.
Fruit-filled asteroid. It sounds like you're about to really enjoy that. This sounds like those... What are those things that used to explode when you eat them?
Gushers?
Gushers. They're like a fruit gushers commercial from the 90s.
Do I just go now and tell you how it goes?
Crank it out.
All right. I'm opening the beer.
Smell the beer.
It smells like... doesn't smell like anything.
All right. Now you have to taste it. Yeah, how does it taste like?
It actually tastes like a watered-down version of the raspberry beer that you made.
Oh, okay.
It tastes more like a... shit.
It tastes more like shit.
It tastes like a watered down Gatorade.
Ew. Really?
Gatorade already tastes watery.
Oh.
All right, now pass it around.
All right, there you go. I don't have anything flaring this month.
I took my fish antibiotics, so I'm good to go.
No, it's like you really can't.
There's nothing there.
There was just a life flight helicopter. I hope they're okay. One of the benefits of living next to a hospital.
That's weird.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
There is more bullshit like talk up on the back of that can than flavor in it.
There's nothing there. It's literally
It just kind of tastes like tart, and that's
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And not even like super tart. It's just like,
yeah, man, there's like no discernible flavor. It's not gross. It's just nothing. Yeah.
It's like if you bought a Vita water.
It's like if you took the stuff. If you like took the sour sugar off of the outside of one of those like sour licorice things.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just put that
yep.
in like a flavorless beer. Like maybe, you put that weird. In a Michelob Ultra and then drink it.
Maybe they should have taken more time with like, you know, the flavor than all this fucking
all the bullshit.
The marketing wank on the back of this shit.
Well,
all right, so that's that.
That's disappointing. I wanted it to be terrible, and it just
hey, you got a
just nothing.
You got a sound effect for disappointing? Not anymore.
No, not anymore. Not after we got flagged on YouTube. Thanks a lot, WB or what was that? CW? No,
I guess it would
what
be
was it back in the day?
I just remember it was the Action Network.
Whatever, stupid Hercules.
All right, what do you got there?
So I got a limited release Upslope Brewing Company. It's Thai style white IPA, ale brewed with Asian inspired spices. Why does it have to be Asian inspired?
Because.
And
it says Slope right on the front of it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Jesus. You know Ryan. What? I'm not attached to this shit anymore. Go nuts, man.
I should have waited for Charles to be here for making
Holy
that joke. He's like
crap.
1/16th Chinese.
Oh man. So ingredients, snow melt, malt, citrus hops. Ginger, coriander.
Wait, did it just say snow melt?
Yeah.
So fucking water.
Yeah, snow melt.
Or is it really?
Yeah. You can read it when I give it
no,
to you.
No, that's
Thai
ahead.
Basil. lemongrass.
And oh, that's going to be a real.
There's ginger and fucking Thai basil in there.
Yeah, this already sounds terrible.
We've done some other like ones that had ginger in them and they're not good.
No, we've never had a good ginger beer ever. No, you can't really smell anything either. Well, maybe I'm stuffed up. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, the wow. face. The face.
Wow, that's
It smells sour.
That does not have a good back end at all. That is just getting way worse. That is just getting way worse.
Tell me what your pain. Okay, I can't wait for this.
It's like I was in a public pool and swimming with my mouth open and I swallowed a Band-Aid.
God, that is
That's so, what it tastes like.
That is really bad.
6.5. I don't want
that. Oh, I wouldn't give it
God,
that.
That is not like that still tastes bad. Like all the way wow, that I still
You know
have
what it
lingering.
Tastes like? It tastes like the white part on the lemon you're not supposed to eat.
Yeah.
The rind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's like that kind of just like bitter and gross and vaguely citrusy.
This smells like Pledge.
Lemon Pledge?
Well, if Lemon Pledge uses
that's probably
that
what Lemon
rind.
Pledge tastes like. Oh, by the way, you have to finish that beer, Dirk.
I am.
Okay, just so you know.
I'm
the rules.
I'm glad with.
Yeah. That's pretty gross.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That one is.
You picked that one, too.
I know. That's fucking gross.
I don't want Asian inspired spices in my beer.
Are we going around with the second round, too? Or are
no,
we
no, no, no. I just got a bunch of them because it's easier.
No, we're not doing that. We got to work tomorrow.
I like beer with my Asian food.
Or beer
but
with
I don't
Asians?
Want Asian food in my beer.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's just not good.
I thought you wanted your Asian and your Mexican food.
No.
Yeah, I thought
no Chino Bandito. I'm boycotting that place.
Yeah, that is bad. That is real bad.
Hey, this one has a smell to it.
It's probably tangerine.
Mangoes? Tangerines? Mango. What is it?
Or mango.
Actually smells
Can
pretty.
You take a star?
You're going to be real sad because this smells pretty good.
And pluck it from the heavens.
Yeah, so my brother got a grapefruit one? And man, that thing was good.
That's refreshing.
Is it good you got the good one?
It's refreshing as fuck. And maybe it's just because of what we drank. but it's super refreshing.
So the Thai style white IPA is
that one
the,
definitely wins. That's hot, the reflector. That's hot shit. That's really gross.
So I picked the worst one for myself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking A. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a little sweet. I mean, I wouldn't. I couldn't drink more than two or three.
It's not overly mango, but it's pretty refreshing.
I don't know. That Thai style, that white IPA gross. Ruined me.
Yeah, it's really gross.
That does have a refreshing smell to it. Like, it's nice.
It's pretty good. Nice. Like,
it's a good summer beer.
It is. I want to enjoy finishing that.
Taking it to the lake.
Yeah.
That is not bad.
Beating your wife in a tent in the forest.
That is it's not good beer bad for that. At all.
Real dark.
Sorry. Did you pick this one?
I did pick that one.
You lose.
Well, only because it said American
Kolsch.
They put a very German word.
Well, usually,
or Bavarian word.
When you see something that says malt beverage, you always think it's bad. And then it says with natural flavor, doesn't mean that it's the flavor on the can.
No, I think malt malt beverage is what sold
and
it.
There's an umlaut over the O for no reason.
Yeah. Mingle.
Mingle.
Is that how you pronounce the umlaut?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially when you put it in like a weird spot.
I mean,
like
there's
that.
An umlaut in Motorhead and you still say just O.
That's true. Or do you say Motorhead?
Motorhead.
So it's like Mingo. Motorhead.
I don't know. Any of our Scandinavian friends want to tell us what the umlaut's all about?
You're probably just like culturally appropriating something completely wrong.
Yeah, it's a good. It's going to be a good racist episode.
You know, this seems like a fun little bit, guys, that you put together. Like,
yeah. That is terrible.
To do to yourself every week.
We started the show off by torturing each other.
And usually we got some good ones, man. I know you have this other one in here, Bug Zapper. We've done that one.
Okay. I thought we had done it. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. Is that bad?
Oh, yeah. No, it's amazing. You want it?
You know what? When I'm done with this pile of garbage right here, I'll take it on. I just have to be up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning and get on a plane.
Oh, you're fine.
That's it.
I just have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and take him to a plane.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to go to work afterwards? Or you come back home and sleep for a little bit, go back?
No, that was just today. Tired. I sat in this chair yesterday for about 8 hours. It hurt my back.
It's his friend's last day in town.
No, yeah. I totally get it. I wouldn't have
said anything. See me yesterday? I was just sitting in my chair like... looking up at the ceiling, trying not to fall asleep. I actually closed my eyes a couple times and almost fell asleep.
You're that bad, huh?
I'm so fucking tired.
Wow.
I don't bounce back like I used to, man. I'm pushing 40 and drink too much.
I rebounded back pretty well this whole weekend.
Yeah.
Considering I slept on a cot since fucking Thursday.
You said it was pretty comfortable.
It's a nice cot.
Oh, I was about to ask you. Is it pretty nice?
It is. And it might be the little camping roll that John has on it.
Okay.
Oh, so he's got like a memory foam pad on there?
No, it's one of those little inflatable things. It just inflates itself and then...
Huh.
It's just...
Huh. How do you uninflate it?
You twist a little knob and then roll it up. I used to sell them when I worked at Popular when I was like 18.
Huh.
Yeah. It's not bad. I actually... It's firm.
I was waiting to walk in here and see you sleeping in the canoe. You know?
No, I slept on the pout couch. I slept on that one night, and that was fucking terrible.
Yeah, oh, okay. All my people are like, I'll just sleep back here. Like,
And I used to sleep back there all the time when we used to do this on Friday because I would get too torn up to drive home.
You're noticeably heavier now.
Man. Thank you. I am heavier.
God,
the pout couch just doesn't do it. I mean, I'm looking at you
now. I'm like looking. Right I'm just now. Like, look at this fat motherfucker.
Yeah. You're catching up,
and
to
I'm
me.
More bald too. Look at that. If I turn, you can just really get all
of
that.
I'm not sure why you're not wearing a hat. That's why me and Lorenzo are wearing hats.
Because
with
this new weight has come sweating. I sweat profusely.
Oh, yeah. I'm sweating right now.
I'm getting there.
I'm sweating a lot.
Nah, I'll go bald. I am what I am,
and that's all what I am.
I want to die.
What are we doing?
So we went to the Game On Expo this weekend. Or last weekend, I guess. So sorry there was no episode last week, but we were getting drunk.
We have
video game stuff.
We have been looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it since last year, since I left last year's Game On Expo.
Last year was like one of the best nights of my life. We had a fucking blast. It was great. And we still had a blast this year. And it's another good Game On Expo. Every year, just like the bar gets raised a little bit more. I had a great time.
And we've met a whole lot of people.
Of new people.
Well, first, I mean, the main draw that we were getting is that all year, I mean, I know I have and I know Todd was, we've been going back and forth with Daniel Pesena, and he knew he was coming back out here. So we knew we were going to hang out with Daniel Pesena. And then as a bonus, we got Tony Marquez. So Daniel Pesena was Johnny Cage and Scorpion. And Tony Marquez was Kung Lao in Mortal Kombat 2. And Tony is a fucking loon, and I love it.
He's fucking crazy, and he loves everything, and he loves shots.
Oh, that poor dude.
Shots after shots.
Poor dude.
It got to the point where he was taking shots where he just poured his shot directly onto his body.
Was Little John playing in the background?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, because at one point, I guess the guy that runs the game on Expo, John Lester.
Yep.
He came down to the Cobra Bar Arcade, and he's just like swinging his Game Strike 81 dick around. Isn't that what you said about the Mortal Kombat guys?
Yeah. so we need to back up just a tick. So,
and it was just handing out shots, just buying shots for everyone, like fucking baller, just like shots. Which is cool of him.
Saturday, there was a wedding that I officiated that I pretty much...
At the expo, inside the building.
That I pretty much bumble-fucked my way through.
Yeah, you only fucked up like...
Vows for Katie. So Katie and Scott...
Yeah, you fucked up three times. I forgot about that.
Katie and Scott, congratulations. I apologize that I wasn't 100%. I couldn't get it done.
But in his defense, he was super trashed.
I was not.
I know. Because they asked you not to get trashed. Yeah. You ruined my joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I don't want to get back to them. They'll be all pissed off.
It's too late.
Even though they didn't pay me. So there's that. Yeah. But anyway, Daniel Pesena agreed to be the witness, and then he wound up being the ring bearer.
Really?
Yeah. So he stood.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
He stood next, and he's the one who signed their wedding certificate.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
So they didn't. They were supposed to go to the Cobra Arcade, and they didn't go and waited to go until after the wedding because they wanted to be there for the wedding. And they agreed to it. So they were there, and there was probably about 20 of us, maybe.
Because I think they had agreed, because he's like, yeah, the wedding sounds good. We'll definitely do it. And then they had, after, I think, agreed to be at Cobra Arcade at 8 or something after the expo.
He had already agreed to the Cobra Arcade because I'm the one who asked him because I knew Todd wouldn't. Yeah. And he said, we have a prior obligation, but I don't know what time it is.
Okay.
So anyway, we did the wedding. We signed the papers, and then we all just mobbed from the convention center, walked,
There was us,
Wittenhagen.
The guys from Jeffrey Wittenhagen, he's an author, check out his books, he's pretty cool. Super cool fucking dude, he's fucking insane, he is like all energy all the fucking time.
Like, really?
He's always just like, he's just a big ball of fucking energy, man. He's, he never gets tired, I don't know how he does it.
He's career army. So
he's a drill sergeant.
he's a senior drill instructor right now, but that's not what he always was. But he's career army. So he's just got he's got that go get it done attitude. Yeah. But he is just the coolest dude. Also, if you're listening to this, Jeff, thank you for the free book for Ryan.
Oh yeah, thanks.
And
for the
thank
book.
You for the free book for my buddy for Cody.
The collectors group? What are they? The Arizona
Nintendo Trade and Collectors of Arizona.
Yeah. So it was us, Jeff Wittenhagen,
Jaime, Todd, Scott.
Radical Reggie.
Radical Reggie.
Why am I forgetting Dan and Tony, the Mortal Kombat guys?
Yep.
And there was just a whole bunch.
There was TJ from
Todd's wife.
Yeah, married gamer. There were just a whole bunch of us.
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly from the Trade and Collector group.
I just think it's cool that they have this event to begin with,
yes.
But then you have all these people who actually play video games or been associated with video games.
It's insane. It just comes together as a whole community.
And it's weird how tight knit they are. We were walking out, and Radical Reggie, he does a lot of stuff with Metal Jesus.
Oh, and Jared, Mr. Wizard was there, but he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Who is he? Brian Collin from Rampage.
He was there too.
He went over there too?
Yeah.
Steve,
that's pretty cool.
Steve DeLuca. And I got somebody else here. Terry and Dan Diebold were also with us too.
That's right.
So there is a whole bunch of us headed down there.
It's mobbing down.
Everybody's feet okay? I just dropped a lot of names.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because they're all tight knit, and we're walking out, and Jeff Wittenhagen, and we're walking out, and Reggie was walking in, and he's just like, "Come on, Reggie, we're going to the bar." He's carrying a bag. He's like, "All right." He just turns around and joins the mob of people.
So we're
pretty cool.
We are separated into kind of three groups, but then when we get to the game, I get to the Cobra Arcade. It's 10:30, 11 o'clock, there is a line down the building for people.
It's 100 people fucking deep.
Yeah, in the line. It was wrapped. It would have wrapped around the building, but they wrapped the other way. And Daniel Pesena waited for us, and I'm walking with Tony, and Daniel's like, come on, everybody come on in. And I look at Tony, I'm like, is Daniel about to swing the Mortal Kombat big dick? And Tony looks at me, and he's like, yeah! And no shit, 20 of us just walk past everybody. Daniel Pesena found the guy who had been working with.
Yeah.
And all of us just walked in the
VIP
entrance.
Did you look back at the fucking stink eye of some of those people? Who the fuck are they? I'm with Johnny Cage. Who the fuck are you?
And I'm not trying to be like, oh, that I just... It was, I was like, we walked up, we saw the line. I'm like, this is going to suck. We are never going to get in here. I was wrong. Yeah. And then beers just started like materializing in my hands, like left and right.
Like you're leaning on something and then like, yeah, just really? A beer gets popped in your hand. Yep.
Like the guy, I don't know the name of the guy who invited Daniel and Tony, but he just kept everybody like.
I think he's the manager or something, isn't he?
He said he was friends.
Okay. He was there last year too because somebody thought I was him. That was the guy that had the beard last year.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes,
they're
yes,
like,
yes.
"Hey, Jax is outside." It was it wasn't Tony, was it?
No, it was the guy who played Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
The young Shang Tsung.
I can't remember his name. I'm so bad with names. Anyways, he's like, "Hey, Jax is outside. Can you get in?" I'm like, "I don't think so." And he dragged me out there and then he walks up and the dude that played Jax is a big huge monster. John Parrish.
He's freaking huge. He's a big black dude.
And he like starts walking in front of the line, and they have a ton of bouncers at Cobra, and they all look like fucking like Blackwater security. Fucking seriously, they look like fucking mercenaries, and they all just like, and he's like, "Whoa, hey, sorry guys."
Yeah,
yeah. Like I turn around, I'm like, "What did you expect me to do?" And I'm like, "I'm not the manager. I'm the guy that came with you." And he's like, "Oh shit."
But yeah, so we got in there. We were playing. We weren't playing Rampage.
All
with
white people
with,
look the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
We do.
White people look the same.
Everybody
people.
With a beard. Brian Collins for Rampage was just like camp next to the Rampage machine and just like watch people play his own creation because he's the one who created Rampage.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Like you would. Could you imagine like just back in the day, just sitting there playing a game and you're like.
And then 30 years later, people are still doing it.
Yeah.
And enjoying the shit out of it because people were lined up to play Rampage. Someone was on it all night. And just like the look on his face, just watching it, just like beaming, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
Just watching, just big smile on his face, taking pictures. And
he told me about Rampage World Tour, about all the hidden levels in that thing because they packed that thing full of Easter eggs like left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go back and dig into that on my arcade when I get back home. But. Yeah, there's just a whole lot of drinking, and then we left at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and there were still people in line to get in, like bar club. Well, they stopped serving drinks at 2.
Oh, Christian was there too.
Christian. Well, yeah, because we said goodbye to Christian, and he was
on the porch with Steve DeLuca. So Steve DeLuca is the guy that made the goofy foot controller that we use at the Olympics now, and Christian. What is his last name?
Dietering.
He started the Let's Play Expo in Texas.
Yeah, anybody who listens to us who's from Texas already knows Christian.
Yeah, so they came down there with us, and they were going to leave, and we're like, did we walk? Did we try to walk back inside? Did you have a tab?
No.
I think we tried to go back inside, and we didn't even make it past the bar. It was just like, let's get the fuck out of here. It was too packed. We're just like, we're old. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Too packed. I had a bag full of junk that I had purchased at the expo. Like they let me in with a fully loaded backpack.
Are
like
you
a huge
kidding?
Backpack.
Searching or nothing. Rolling with Johnny Cage, dog.
So yeah.
You just get away with whatever. You're like,
yeah, man. We could have bombed that place. No one cared.
I will show you one picture that I got with Jared.
Yeah, we just, there was a girl that we walked back to her hotel and we just went back, got an Uber, and fucking went home and passed the fuck out.
But I guess that hotel lobby blew up with YouTubers
down.
all kind of congregated down there.
Fucking Jay with his big bottle of whiskey.
Jay with his whiskey, yeah. So you had the Game Chasers, you had Pat, you had Ian, who was it? Who else? I don't know. The Wood, 8-bit Eric, normal guys.
Yeah.
All their whole crew. So, yeah, I didn't really see much of them. John Riggs. I got to meet John Riggs. He was cool.
In the bathroom.
I peed next to John Riggs. No big deal.
And then John Riggs started narrating it, and it got real weird.
Yeah.
I went into the bathroom, and I saw John Riggs.
So, this is about where I was. And Jared doesn't drink.
Oh, yeah. Man, there you go.
Your eyes looking... There, yeah.
I'm not sober in that
real
picture,
drowsy.
But we are sharing a rose stem. We're all over after that, like what else was there?
There was a ton of stuff. There
the
was
rain.
Stuff all Friday. Friday night was fun because we went out with the Mortal Kombat guys, but we just went to like Marley's. And it was just like
that was
a group of like 10 of us, so it wasn't like a huge party. I mean, we still partied,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't like out of control. You know, we were loud as shit. I could tell that waitress was just like, these motherfuckers are loud.
She got
shit.
Tipped. We weren't doing anything wrong.
And that fucking storm of the century rolled through.
Yep.
And like, because Tony was like, "All right, I'm gonna head back to the hotel, guys." And then it
the
just start, I guess I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, and it was bad. Like, a girl left her car in the intersection with the flashers on and ran into the bar to get away from the fucking rain because it was raining so bad. But that was good because, like, I was hungover Saturday and you were hungover Sunday.
Sunday, I was
Saturday
bad.
Morning, I was real bad. I drank a lot at Marley's.
Sorry.
It was pretty awful.
Yeah, Marley wasn't bad. Like, I survived Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night just destroyed me. And I didn't even have that much to drink. But I do want to take a second and say that if you are in downtown Phoenix, go to Willie's Taco Joint because that guy kept us full of beer the entire time.
I even left my car there and left my tab open for about 8 hours and like went back to the convention and walked back and got
a
beer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I totally. I'm like, where were we watching the mini bosses or something? And we're like talking about, are we going to go back to the bar after the wedding or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it before? No, because we were going to watch Super Madness.
Yep.
And they were going to miss Mega Ran. Unfortunately, well, I watched him last year, so it wasn't a big deal. But and then go back, and I'm like, now we have to go back to the taco shop because I left my fucking car in there. And the guy's like, yeah, tab's still open.
So that was on Saturday?
That was Friday. That was Saturday. That was before the wedding.
Well, but we were still going, like, right. Willie's Taco Joint is our place to drink while we're at the expo.
Yeah.
Because,
well, obviously, I was there with you.
Yeah.
Guys,
so you just leave and you go out and you, I mean, you defrag from everything that goes on, have a couple beers, and then you go back in. But, yeah, if you're down there, it's right off the light rail right next to the stadium. So we're whoring for them.
Oh, yeah. Whoring. I spent $120-something there one night.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, after
on
the tip.
On what, tacos?
I think we had a burrito. Or what did you get? You had two tacos.
I had two tacos.
I had a burrito, and all the rest was alcohol.
That's pretty good.
Well, their 16-ounce Coors Light cans were $5.50, and then everything was above that. So it was like $7.50 for 20-ounce Dos Equis.
I think I had two or three Dos Equis, and then I switched to Coors.
It's downtown.
It's pretty good damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you're kind of expecting. Like, I mean, you going into this whole entire thing, you knew where you were going to spend money.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on what it was.
Yeah, it's like going to a casino. I know I ain't coming out with anything in my pocket.
Yeah.
That's why I allocated money for it, though.
What?
You got some cool stuff.
He got a kick-ass Assassin's Creed.
I got a lot of cool stuff that I didn't even get for myself. I bought two of the large, did you see them? They were foam. They were like thick foam, and they were like video game covers, and they were pretty big.
They're like 18 by like 24 inches or 22 inches.
They have smaller ones now that are like $15. And then they have big ones.
They're the old ones.
The older ones that they had like in the bargain bin.
They're like a little bit bigger than that.
Oh, okay.
They were like $10. Like, we're going to get rid of these. And I started digging. And what was the first one I found?
Excitebike.
I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Give me the X. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm digging. I think there was two left. And I flip it. Motherfucking Earthworm Jim.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's my jam, dog. Yeah. And like, fuck yeah. There we go. So
you didn't buy the autographed game? Or did you?
Was there an autographed Earthworm Jim? That's right. We saw that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, that was like 50-something bucks or 60?
No, 150.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
oh,
because it was signed by the creator and I think one more person. She had a bunch of autographed stuff from... I can't go for that shit.
Neither can I. Yeah. Like, I love Earthworm Jim just as much.
I'm not really into autographed stuff. I mean, I do...
Same thing.
I do have that book that's autographed by Bruce Campbell, which is cool because it just showed up that way. It was from like a Borders. When Borders was still open, that I bought on Amazon or something, and he must have been doing a book signing, and just they had a bunch of them, and that was cool. But like, and then Daniel Piscina last year just came over to the booth and was like, "It was great hanging out with you guys. Here, have some signed posters."
Yeah, where is that?
Not in the living room.
Oh,
but that meant something to me because we're like friends now. So now it's just like it's a way to remember a great night that I had, you know, with somebody that I like, and not just, you know, meeting some celebrity or something. So that was really, I think, the only two things. Oh, no, and I have those Fear Factory things, but I bought those when I was like 15.
You also have the Rambo poster that a bunch of your friends chipped in.
Yeah,
to get you.
But I have a man crush on Stallone. So I guess, I don't know who's like at their house. Just like, I wish I could meet the designer from Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's not the designer. It's just she had it at her booth, like some random, and her prices were already high too. And that's another thing.
I
don't like really. I don't like con prices. They seem to be high. Or
well,
some,
they always
some are low,
they always
some
tack
high.
On like another 20% for convention prices.
They do because they pay $140 for the small booth. The corner booths are $600, and then the one that Justin had, 8-Bit Kitty, that was
$1,000.
That was $1,000.
Jesus, really?
Well, but he made $5,000.
Oh,
over the weekend at that book. So it weighs itself. It evens out.
So that's,
he had a nice setup, the glass cases and all that shit. Did he bring all that?
That's his whole collection.
Really?
That was all from his collection.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
He's trying to sell everything because he's trying to get a house. Him and his mom are trying to buy a house together. I think they rent one together, but not that that matters. But if you're listening, hi, Justin. 8bitkitty.com.
Well, that's cool. Made some scratch.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the Trade and Collector Group, which is basically just a bunch of weird random games and pop, vinyl pop.
Bunch of pops.
That's another thing. Vinyl fucking
because
pops.
Let's be honest. We just showed up because we were hanging out. We came with those guys. And we just showed up to party, let's be honest. Because Sunday, they didn't even show up to their booth till like 11.
Yeah.
Because like, they were so fucking hungover.
They were right next to Wittenhagen's booth. Is it Wittenhagen or Wittenhagen?
I say Wittenhagen.
Okay. Jeff. Right next to Jeff's booth. And Sunday, after the wedding, they were posting online at like 4 a.m. Like, and we showed up at like 11 o'clock and the booth was empty. No, they didn't have anything set up.
Really?
Nobody was around.
Damn.
Yeah, and Jeff's like, I got my panel. Are you guys going to watch this stuff? I'm like, I was going to watch your panel, man.
So we went and watched his panel. We came back, and Scott was down there looking haggard, and he couldn't talk.
He threw up.
Yeah, he had to run. Like, I think we were on our way to Jeff's panel, and he showed up, like, right when we got there. And he came down. He's like, I'm throwing up all morning. And then while we were on the panel, he went and threw up again while he was at the expo.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a fucking mess.
Wow. Yep.
Todd showed up way later, and Jaime showed up for like 5 seconds and then left.
Yeah, Jaime left real quick. Everybody was really, really rough, but I mean, that's what they were there for. They were staying downtown. They had rooms downtown.
Yeah.
We keep doing the, we'll take a 30-minute drive home. Well, Uber home. We weren't driving.
And so it's what? It's $25. So it's $50.
That's
or for 80 or $80, you stay downtown.
Well, yeah.
I didn't realize it was that cheap.
I thought, because the year before, I think it was like 130 or 140. And I was like, I'm not even going to look at that. But they must have had a lot of people from last year to get it to drop. But it was a good time. And then we got to give a shout out to the guys at the Gaming Zone. Alejandro.
He's a nice kid. I like him.
Alejandro and Oscar. And I forgot their other brother's name. But yeah, they're... Their shop is cool. They were pimping Mr. Wizard shit. He was selling his custom repros of Mother 2 and Back to the Future. Oh, and Splatterhouse. So there were a lot of good vendors there. The stuff that you got. What is it? Smitty Tut?
Smitty Tut. There's a guy. Look him up on Facebook. Smitty Tut Designs, and he has like a laser cutter, and he makes a bunch of cool ass shit out of metal. I got a tiny little Assassin's Creed like keychain because I don't want to spend like $100. But he makes like full size fucking shield. How much was that Captain America one? Like a grand or something?
The one that was fully decked out, painted with car paint, and then had actual leather straps on the back and everything. That was a grand. That was $1,000.
It looked like you could use it in a movie. It looked really, really, really good.
But the wall art he had ranged from like I think $20 and then $30 and then I think $60 or $50.
Yeah.
Is this the thing that you guys took the selfie in front of?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna win that Autobot. Like 16 likes so far.
Yeah. I might just pimp Ryan out for this, and
I probably send it to him anyways. I'm not even into Transformers.
I bought him the Assassin's Creed wall hanger as a thanks for letting me stay here. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're sitting at the booth, and Dirk comes back, and he's like, "Here, I got this for you." And he comes back, and he's like, holding it, I'm like, oh shit, did you win? I thought he won the Transformers thing, and then he handed it to me, and it's like an Assassin's Creed. They're really cool. It's like a metal plate, and you put it on the wall, and then this thing is magnetic and sticks to it, so you don't see any of the hardware or anything. It's just like stuck to your wall.
And it's like 3D, so the background is red, and then the front part sticks about a half an inch off of it, so it gives that like depth look to it. It's almost like that Slayer thing that he has up there.
So you can actually like see like, okay.
So I flipped it around, and I'm like, there you go, man. So...
Yeah,
it's
pretty
pretty heavy.
That's pretty cool.
But the first day, I almost blew all the money that I had for the expo because I wanted to buy a Skyrim one for my wife. I wanted to buy a Zelda one for myself, and I had to walk away. But they only brought one a piece. They're like, those are the last ones we have.
I'm Zelda one.
A Zelda comma one.
He was saying something about that.
The Skyrim one, and you're like, oh, wait, because you think, one, there's no way this is the last one. And two, the price is going to come down on Sunday. And he went back, and it was gone.
It was gone. It was gone on Friday. I missed out on a Dragon's Lair for the Wii because my name is Dirk. I like Dirk the Daring, and that was gone. So much stuff.
It's one of those things that you never know, though. It's like you said, you could walk up to this booth. The guy could say, "Yeah, this is the last one," and you're like, "Oh yeah, fuck yeah."
And then you walk away, and he's like, boom.
That's another one out of the table. We were joking about that. Like, no, this is totally the last one.
And we didn't know. I guess he's local, right?
He lives in Mesa, is what he's... So he lives in Gilbert.
He went home, and they actually just found that Assassin's Creed one laying around the house. And they're like, oh, let's just take this one down there. Because he went over there and he's like, this wasn't here Friday. Where did this come from?
And like, because oh, yeah, I know the Ryan would have been like mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, oh, we found it at the house when we were there. And we didn't think. We were like, oh, let's just bring it.
No, that's cool.
So that worked out really well.
That worked out really well.
Zelda one was really cool. It was like the Triforce. It looked, I mean, it looked.
It had the Triforce and like the wings or whatever
the
it
depth,
is.
Oh, the yeah, depth okay. thing on it, like the way he does it with the depth that it sticks out from there. That one like popped, like looked really fucking mm-hmm. good. So if you, what is it? Smitty Tut.
Smitty Tut.
Chance, design. Look at his stuff. Well,
if you look
awesome.
For Smitty Tut, you'll find his own personal page. But if you look for Smitty Tut Design, you'll yeah. find his page. And he's got an Etsy shop. And if you see anything that you like, if anybody's listening to that, he will custom make it and send it to you, or he'll work with you on any custom design that you want to see. So
that's pretty cool.
I would imagine. I mean, I'm looking at your shirt. I didn't see a Batman one, but I'm sure that he probably has those.
Oh yeah,
probably built out because they're all powder coated too.
Oh, so just yeah, real they're high quality. Yeah, stuff,
I'm surprised
so.
You don't have that back here. It's sitting on your. You'll see it after.
We've been
the,
doing nothing but drinking and eating Mexican food for 4 days. I don't really have.
It's been
a
amazing.
Fucking. Like the wherewithal to start fucking hanging artwork up all over the house.
Yeah.
And Hal Hawkins.
Hal, our boy Hal, who we never see him, but every time we see him, he's like, yeah, you guys got to come out to Texas or so we're going to be doing something.
What is it? Retro World Series?
Retro World Series.
So we met him the first year we started doing this show. We went out to Texas.
For the second time to Screw Attack Gaming Convention.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we set up a booth and we were just playing Mario Kart and giving away shirts and stickers and whatever. And he came over and him and Dirk could sell fucking ice to an Eskimo. So hey, they start talking and you know, they hit it off because he was just doing NBA Jam back then.
He was he was trying to get the whole Retro World Series yeah. thing going, and that was his first like kind of.
But
pimping
I think his
it.
Booth was just like NBA Jam.
Yeah, he wanted to do an NBA yeah. Jam tournament. Also, if you're out there and you meet Hal Hawkins, do not play NBA Jam with him. He will
ruin
whip
you.
Your ass.
So when he does tournaments, sometimes people they only like you were one person off or something. You right. know, instead of making getting someone to buy, Hal just goes in there and ruins somebody. And then everyone else moves on.
He kicked my ass at NBA Jam. I mean, I think it's three times now. Once in Texas, and then once last year, and then this year I flat out told him, I'm not touching NBA Jam around here. It's not going to happen.
But he's like, so he just had a booth with like a TV or two, was it one or two TVs at the beginning?
He had one TV. Because he had an SNES and it was set up for SCART, so it looked really good.
So it was just like a TV in a dream. And now he's at Game On Expo. He's got 40, 50 TVs. Running multiple different game championships. Those fucking medals he had were fucking badass. Did you see the medals he had?
Yeah, I saw the ones that you posted.
The medals were awesome. He has different trophies made for each convention he goes to. It's not just like a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a custom like Tecmo Phoenix trophy made, and it looked really cool.
He has like a staff of three. He's got a huge screen that he puts up. There, it's like a legit operation.
Yeah, so he went
for
yeah.
didn't sign up for the Tecmo Bowl one,
dude. Those guys were. I came in too late, and those guys were fucking wrecking house.
Wait, did you show? You were watching? Were you watching the Tecmo one with us, were you watching?
No, he showed up while I was over there by myself watching Tecmo.
Yeah. Because I walked up too, and we were all watching. Because I
just well, that was just you, that was the finals.
Yeah. Just
oh
the finals.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you weren't there. Were you there for the finals or not?
Yeah, the finals. Yeah. That's the only thing.
I found them. We walked around. We came.
And those guys kept like I don't know how you can juke.
It was insane.
Yeah, they were really good. But yeah, so congratulations to Hal because if you need someone to run a tournament at your event, Retro World Series, because he does it right, man. It's really fucking awesome.
And if you're in Texas, he's out of Texas, so he'd probably be able to set it up pretty quick. He is
sponsored
working,
by Retro World Series.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything about what he told us what he's planning for next year, and I think it's at Let's Play.
Oh, Let's Play Expo.
So if you are around the Texas area. And no movies.
If this thing that he's planning works out,
if it's
going to be super fucking rad.
If you like movies about gaming conventions or gaming competitions,
don't ruin it.
Show up to this.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not.
speaking of Let's Play, we met Christian.
Christian Dietering. He's big on Nintendo Age, which I refuse to go on because
I think he came out here with Hal, right?
He came out separate, but he was helping Hal. Okay. Like him and Hal are like that whole Texas crew, like. The Game Chasers, Hal, Dietering. There are a couple. I think Wood. He moved from Australia to Texas. They're all. Oh, and even 8-Bit Eric. They're all from Texas.
So he came out here to help out Hal, but he's a big collector. And if you ever watch the Game Chasers, or like you said, if you're in the Texas gaming scene, you probably know.
Or
Christian
if you're
is.
If you're in a Nintendo age, he's big on Nintendo. Age.
He came out here and it. Super cool fucking dude. Like as soon as we met him, we all just fucking we're all bro. Like we're old friends. We're all just fucking hanging out. And so he runs that Let's Play Game Expo. He co-founded it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because he was like, yeah, man, we always have a great time. But then separately, several other people were like, man, that thing, it's really growing a lot, and it is so much fucking fun. Like, everyone. Like, Steve DeLuca.
Hal
was just like, it's just like the funnest event. I'm like, man, we got to go to this one.
I think it's just trading games. There isn't really any special thing to it. They might have a gaming competition or something. Uh-huh. But I guess it's just really well done. It's really straightforward, and everybody likes it because it ends at 6.
And then you can go out afterwards.
And then you can go out and hang out afterwards. Okay. So it's not everything just kind of dragging on.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what time do they close this one down?
Like 11? 10.
They shut down the vendor area at 9, and then they shut down the whole event at 11.
But like Hal is running the free play, like with all the consoles
right.
set up. Like he's only doing tournaments on like that one row. The other ones are just set up for free play. So he has to be there the whole fucking time until everyone's gone. And that doesn't end until the mini bosses are done.
And it's rough too because there's nothing really downtown. Like first we were trying to on Friday, yeah. we were trying to find food and that was a pain in the ass. We barely made it to a bar that was like
kitchen's over for 10 more minutes.
Well then give us a fucking menu, please.
That dude was cool as shit too. What was that place?
It was like something coaches. I'll find it.
I can't remember the name. It was right next to the Hard Rock downtown. And we walk in and he's like, ah, the kitchen's only open for like 10 or 15 minutes. We're like, all right, let's get some food in real quick. And we got some big, just every meat you can imagine on a burger. And we got a pitcher and the guy came over and he set a pitcher down. He's like, this one's on me, guys. Like, hey, that's fucking badass.
Oh, yeah, we got a free pitcher.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, this was a good fucking year, man. Everything went really well. Even it was good. Stranger gave us beer.
There was like no drama like on our end. Everything was chill. Everything was like, I didn't bring anything to sell. I wasn't really down. Well, I had a Yoshi that was plaguing me, but I got rid of that fucking thing. It was a really good year. I mean, I've had a really good time out here. And I can't. I'm really trying to. Because Let's Play is right around this time, so okay. already in my mind, I'm trying to figure out how to go to Let's Play and then
make it here. Come to July, here. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it'd basically be like a back to back type of thing. Like you would have to go.
But there's an office out here, so if I can find somebody to take care of like my livestock that are my chickens and my dogs, I could come out here and work.
You have a wife.
But she would probably want to come up if I was away for 2 weeks.
Don't tell her you're going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Just don't yeah, show
just
up.
Be like, honey, this trip's going to last a lot longer than I thought it was going
I've
to.
I've got to be out of town. I mean, I am out of town, right? All the time.
Yeah. I'm traveling for business things.
Business.
I need to be gone for much longer than I had anticipated.
I'm late for business. So
I'm a businessman. I'm a very important businessman. Yeah. But there was something else I want to talk about. Oh, last night. Was that last night or Sunday night, the storm of the century?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jesus fucking
That
Christ.
Wasn't last night. That was
Sunday night.
Yeah, it was
Sunday night?
It was Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah, we were headed down to the bar because there's a bar down the street. Yeah. If you live in Chandler, go to Price's Prime Time. It's a shithole. They have the best burgers I've ever fucking had in my life. Anyways, so we're halfway down there.
I didn't
there.
Get to
you
eat
didn't
them.
Get to have a burger because by the time we got there, the fucking power was out the whole fucking time. Good thing we had cash. She's like, do you guys want to run your car before the computers go down? And like 3 minutes later, the computers are down. But we're driving down there. You couldn't even see the front of the Lyft driver's hood. And we told her, you know, we're like, okay, well, she's like, you mind if I pull over? Like, please fucking pull over. And she pulled over. And I'm like, go up a little bit further. There's a neighborhood right here. And she pulled into the neighborhood. And once the rain stopped, you look back at the road. There's a fucking tree laying in the road right where she stopped. It was fucking awesome. But yeah, we drank beer in the dark and just sat there and fucking... sat there.
That was the night that I was invited out to Zips, right?
Yeah, and then we went down to Zips and had always, and it was delicious.
It was fantastic. It was better without you. Thanks for not showing up.
Yeah, I try.
And we had the Filiberto's 3 times.
Filiberto's is always good.
Dude, Filiberto, like I said, being from the South, my biggest bitch is that there's no good Mexican food. It's all terrible. It's all ground beef abominations. So Filiberto's, while it may not be like top tier Mexican food, it is still better than anything that I've gotten in the past 2 years. So I've been loving it. Oh, actually I want to mention this. Because we pretty much hit on everything except for Super Madness and your NES Maker. But
the NES Maker. I totally forgot about
that. We got to see and touch and play the Nintendo PlayStation.
Oh, that's right. Dan and Terry Diebold brought out that original Super Nintendo hybrid or Super Nintendo PlayStation? Is that what it was? Nintendo 64
so
PlayStation?
So, which control... I saw the picture that you put up. So, it's an NES...
It's a 64. It's a 64 and a PlayStation.
No, it's a Super Nintendo.
Yeah, is it a Super Nintendo?
Yeah, Super Nintendo, because I saw the controller. So, the Super Nintendo controller playing PlayStation games?
No, I was playing Nintendo games. It just said it said Sony on it. Like that was back when they were trying to make a system together.
Oh, okay.
So it's
okay,
called
okay.
the Super NES CD-ROM is what its official name is. And back in the day, Nintendo was looking to get out of the cartridge game and, uh-huh. and they were trying to get into the CD game because that's Sega had done a couple CD things. So they partnered with Sony to do this and I don't know what fell through or what happened, but they had made it to the stage where they made a prototype or two or however many of them.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo wound up just backing out of it. And I think it was for a security thing because they didn't like the CDs. They didn't like the security on the CDs.
Really?
So they backed out of it and Sony literally took everything that they had done and made the PlayStation.
Yeah.
But if you look at that design, there's the Super Nintendo. It's a Super Famicom on top, which is the Super Nintendo. And then underneath, it's a disc system. People have made homebrews for the disc system. And the controller is a normal Super Nintendo or Super Famicom controller with the colors. And it says Nintendo PlayStation. Or it says Super Nintendo and then PlayStation. So they dug this out. Is it Dan or Terry? Terry Diebold. He's the older one.
He's the dad.
He bought a whole lot. For a company he worked for, he bought a whole bunch of boxes or something. They were going through rooms because the company was going out of business and he was just buying the rooms. They're auctioning them off. And this thing sat in his attic for like 15 years. And then somebody on Reddit had posted that they were talking about like this and Dan, his son, got on the subreddit and was like, I have one of those in my attic. My dad has one because it's in a box. And they're like, fuck you, no way. And he went out and pulled it out, took a picture and posted it. And then like it just blew up from there.
Oh, so he was
then
like
the internet lost its collective shit. Yeah. I remember that. What was that, 5 years ago?
I think it was like
ago?
3 years ago. It wasn't that long
like
ago.
It seems like longer. I'm so old.
That's crazy that you do something like that and you see how big PlayStation has become. You know, just
it's because of that. It's because
they threw up the middle finger to Nintendo or the other way around. Yep. It's like, well, you don't like it? Well, fuck you. We'll make our own.
Yep.
That's crazy. You know, you could have had two powerhouses together on one system.
No shit. Yep. It would have been Nintendo and the makers of Spider-Man 3.
Well,
yes.
The year that it got big was 2016 because they rolled through the Game On Expo then, but you guys didn't go and I had just moved. Because I had just moved and I was trying to talk you guys into going.
Oh, that's right. I missed 1 year.
Yeah. So that's where they came, but they were taking pictures with it because, like, you know, you had a green screen and, like, people were taking pictures with it. So this one, it was kind of lackluster. They just had like a booth and people were coming up and playing it.
There was nothing to explain. You had to stop and ask what it was. There was nothing.
Oh, I knew what it was. Like I stopped. Yeah. And I'm like,
well, we knew
oh
what
my
it
God.
Was. But I mean, if you didn't know what it was, they should have had something explaining what it was.
Yep.
But it was cool that they had it set up and let people play it. Like that's, I mean, risky, but.
So do they have any PlayStation or disc games in it or just the cartridge?
They just had a bunch of cartridges. From what it looked like a whole bunch of either YouTubers or celebrities had donated them cartridges and signed it for it because you could pick it out. It's just a Famicom on top.
Right.
I asked him if he had any games for it for the CD drive, and he said they had homebrew, but like nothing official because the PlayStation stuff won't play in it because it doesn't have the PlayStation BIOS. And it's probably not even the same hardware.
Yeah.
But the cool thing was is that they took it on the Ben Heck show. I don't know if you've ever seen Ben Heck. He's a modder.
Was?
But they retired. Like his show, he doesn't have to do his show anymore.
Yeah.
So
must be nice.
He wouldn't take it apart.
Like a dick.
Well, he wouldn't touch it. Like Dan had to take it apart, and then Ben Heck actually wound up doing a cap kit for it and like fixed it and got it back up to working order. So while they're toting around with it, it's almost like a new system because it's like been refurbished. So they don't really care.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's really cool.
It's like a piece of folklore that people had always talked about and speculated about.
It exists somewhere.
And on top of it, Terry and Dan are two of the coolest fucking people that were at that expo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hung out with him a couple times too.
I think that was like the overarching thing. Everybody was super cool. I mean, I didn't really run into anybody who was kind of being a prick.
Who was the other guy in the polo shirt?
Riggs.
No, the other guy. On the last day.
Who did?
He was wearing a red polo shirt.
Oh, it's TJ.
That's TJ?
It was like from Married Guy Gamers. I have his card sitting on your back table with all my other stuff. He was super cool too.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Did you get enough of those cleaners?
Don't shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Tell John Riggs about how many did you get? Like 20?
I got 7. John Riggs, I got 7 of your cards.
His business cards have cartridge cleaners on either.
They are one up cards.
Dirk made us steal them.
It's $15 for 2 of them and the 90% isopropyl alcohol. So I just took John Riggs. They're there to give away.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pimping for him right now. We're talking about it.
Oh, you're talking all day. So it's not like, you know, he's not getting anything from this.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we have so many listeners. Just everybody know.
Go watch John Riggs' channel so I can get a couple more hits and get his ad revenue up so I can buy more cars.
If I can get 2 or 3 of the 2 or 3 people listening right now to go to John Riggs' YouTube channel.
Was there anything else you wanted to add?
I think that's it. I'm very honored you guys would ask me to come back. This has been fun.
Yeah, man, I thought it'd be fun since you were in town. It's been a while, and I'm sure there's at least someone out there that misses your voice. Someone?
No.
A lesbian softball player who misses her coach?
Kay Sinner?
Oh, Kay Sinner. Hey, man.
Yeah, he still listens. So, you know, thanks to everyone for hanging out with us at the Game On Expo. We made a lot of new friends, made a lot of new contacts that we'll probably end up harassing at some point. I don't want to ruin anything, but I think Jeff had mentioned trying to get like a crossover podcast thing go. So we'll see how that goes.
I was not
if
part
I,
of
if
that.
If I can get on. No, it was right when he was leaving to get in his fucking Uber. And he's like, hey, get you on the podcast sometime. And like jump in his Uber. Oh. So we'll see if we can get that going. But yeah, thanks to everyone. It was fucking amazing. And we'll do it again. And hopefully Christian will be at Let's Play.
That'd be cool.
And I really, really want to do that because everyone said how awesome it was. We can hang out with Steve DeLuca again. Hang out with Halleck.
Did we actually give Steve a shout out?
Oh, Steve. And then we got a shirt from Steve, too.
Yeah, shout out to Steve and Sarah, 2 of the coolest people ever as well.
Yeah. And that Goofy Book controller is going to... We figured out some new things to do at the Olympics with us.
So we're gonna wreck people with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks for listening to episode 44. I'm Ryan.
I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Dirk. We'll be right back.